Hello, and welcome to the Touring Heavy Metal Band podcast. My name is Terry Anderson, and I'm here to entertain you, or at least I'm going to try. Anyways, this is episode number one, so you will have to excuse me for any fuck-ups or bad language. I'm new at this, and I hope that I do get better. I think I have good talking skills, but we shall see as time goes by. Yeah, so basically what this podcast is about is helping bands fine-tune everything. I call it the Touring Heavy Metal Band Podcast because if you're in a band, the hardest part of being in a band is going on tour, affording to go on tour. But one of the most rewarding parts about being in a band is going on tour and everything that involves preparing for it, making sure you have all the merch you need, making sure that you have a good, reliable vehicle, possibly a trailer, especially if you're going for longer hauls. And I don't know what part of the country you, the listener, might be in, or what country you're in, sorry, but I'm in Canada, and a lot of my friends are in Canada, and a lot of you people who are probably listening to this first episode are also in Canada. And Canada is very, very big, and there's a lot of open space between places that you can play. So, like, if you get into the prairies, oh my god, it's endless. Or Northern Ontario, or as some might know it, more so northwestern Ontario, the Lakeland, the cottage areas, right? Endless hills, water, hills. Oh, Lake Superior, there it is. It's been there for the last 8 hours. It's it's tough touring up here. So anyways, I'm rambling on, but basically the whole goal behind this podcast, this show, is to have a discussion, or many discussions, about what we as musicians in touring heavy metal bands can do to make the experience more affordable, more long lasting, and in the end more rewarding. So join me on my journey, on our journey, as we explore all the options and try and make it so we don't have to spend so much out of our asses to get this done. So maybe I should tell you a little bit about why I'm doing this podcast. Well, I see a lot of people, myself included, making mistakes at this whole touring thing, at the whole band thing. There's a lot of, you know the old saying where you have to break a few eggs along the way, right? That's not the exact saying, but fuck, you get the point. Just from the general, like, in the music industry, there's a lot of egos, a lot of people want to do things their own way, but heavy metal, oh wow, we've got some, we're a lot of us are absolute dicks. We're full of ourselves, even when we're nice, and we want to do it our own way. You know, it's a very stubborn genre. My way or the highway. There's a lot of, you know, you get those guys arms crossed at the back of the room. You know, even the people who don't do that kind of thing. You know, you're very defensive about your music. Okay, I get that. I can be that way, or I have been that way. I'm definitely opening my mind more, I think, but maybe I'm full of myself in saying so. Anyways, what I'm trying to do is just get some discussions going about what we can do to make it so we can tour better, right? I put out a request recently, just earlier today, on Facebook to all my friends, saying, okay, I'm doing this project for Riffs That Kill. I didn't say it was a podcast, but just putting it out there. What should I talk about? And let's see, having a look at it. Some of the things that were suggested. Very top of the list. Very good one. Having reliable transportation. You think that would be a no-brainer. I have seen so many posts and even articles about bands and their vans breaking down. And I'm not just talking about, you know, smaller bands, lesser known or they're on their first tour. I'm talking about guys who really should be doing better than this. Okay? Like, I mean, I know it costs a lot to have a good vehicle, a good running vehicle, and like, why spend so much money on a new vehicle when you can go and spend it on gear or tattoos or whatever, beer. That's a bad one. Guilty. Anyways, that's just an example. Transportation is an example. Making sure that you have a good communication between you and the venues that you're going to be playing at. Making sure that, you know, if there's any problems or whatever, that you know what's going on, right? Just making sure everyone pulls their own weight. I'm sure that most of you have been in that position where you feel like you're doing the majority or all of the work, and you feel that someone else in your band is slacking off. Now, some people are better at some things than others. That's obvious. That's a no-brainer. But yeah, the actual amount of work that goes into things, like you have to make sure you strike some kind of balance with the rest of your band that makes you feel happy. So long as everyone is happy with the divide of work, that's really the most important thing. Somebody might put more hours in. Somebody might have more money that they're willing to put in, right? So long as no one has an issue with it, it's something that you should make sure you've got sorted out. That's what I think. That's one other thing we can elaborate on. So basically, you're getting the point, right? I want to talk about all of these different facets of being in a heavy metal band. So because this is an introduction, I'm not going to make this episode nearly as long as future episodes. My intent is to make the show about half an hour to an hour long. But for now, we're probably running about maybe 10, 15 minutes tops. I just wanted to get it out there. So consider this the shot off the bow. Hey, everybody, let's start talking. Let's spend a little less money doing this thing that we love. I would welcome any comments on the Riffs That Kill Facebook page. By all means, message me or leave a comment on one of the posts that I put up. You can get in touch with me via email at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, @riffsthatkill.com, riffsthatkill.com. Please, I would love to have your opinion on, you know, what I've been talking about. What can we do to make this better? What is your advice? Do you have some kind of discovery that you made while touring or arranging for a tour or recording, even anything to do with being in a band? Is there some discovery that you've made, some little like Easter egg that would help a lot of other people, maybe help them save some money or do a better job at something that they're going to do, right? That's it. I'm signing off for now. I need somebody else to talk to. Other than all of you, right now, all of you look like a microphone. Cheers. Driven by excessive.